Right now, I'm reading a novel by one of my favorite novelists, a woman named Jodi Picoult, and the novel is called The Storyteller. In The Storyteller, there is an elderly man who the narrator describes like this, saying that he is everyone's favorite teacher, umpire, adoptive grandfather, because he acts as if there is nowhere else on earth he'd rather be than here right now, and no one else he'd rather be talking to. So we have this story of a gentle, compassionate, listening man. And yet, as the story goes on, he tells his other story and says that in his former life, he was a war criminal. So we have in this book one person and two personas. The storyteller, the book says, sometimes all it takes to become human again is someone who can see you that way, no matter how you present on the surface. All of us have these different dimensions to us. We have a superficial presentation, and sometimes we have a very different persona within us. Sometimes we have even conflicting forces within us. It's not usually the case that it is as dramatic as in the novel between a kindly grandfather and a war criminal. But all of us, to some degree, have different dimensions which seemingly should not be able to live within one being. Sometimes we have changed in an instant, sometimes in a lifetime. Our priorities change, we age, and we realize that we are not bulletproof. We perceive our own mortality and begin to wonder about the impact our choices in this life may have on us in another life. Sometimes that realization of our mortality makes us more loving and more vulnerable. Sometimes it makes us more bitter and angrier. We have different stories living within us. That realization cautions us when we read scripture, because our instinct, usually when we hear such stories as the one we heard today, is to assign ourselves to one place or the other, to one character or another. We read the prodigal son and we say, well, I'm usually the older brother, or I'm the wanderer. We read about the Pharisee and the tax collector. We read about the sinner or the rock thrower. We read about the sheep or the goat. And we usually try to say, here's where I fit. The problem is that we have all of these conflicting stories living within us. We have different persons living within us in the sense that we make different choices at different times in our lives. But the story in today's gospel shouldn't neatly divide us into sheep and goats. This story should just give us a reminder of how to bring out more often the best in ourselves. We are all different people with different priorities at different times. We all live at least two stories: the story of our decision to follow God and the story of our decisions which turn us away from God. In one of the prayers about Christ the King, which is this is Christ the King's day in the church year, one of the prayers about it speaks of the peoples of the earth divided and enslaved by sin. Not only are we divided one from the other by sin, but we're often divided within ourselves by sin. When we miss the mark and separate ourselves from God, the human in us lives at odds with the divine within us. We all have at least two stories in us. Some days we are loving human beings, carrying the grace of God to others. Some days we are indifferent human beings, so self-absorbed that we cannot see beyond our own desires and needs. We need to remember, though, that the Christian life, once decided upon, is not linear. It is not something that we're better at it today than we were yesterday, and we'll be even better tomorrow. We will do this in fits and starts. We'll make progress, be more loving, and then the very next day someone may hurt us or frighten us, and we will rewind back to a place where we weren't as close to God. Fear drags us down into the human weaknesses of arrogance and selfishness and neglecting our neighbors. And when we neglect our neighbors, we neglect our relationship with God. That's what this story is about. Jesus, though, gives us hope that we can make the better choice, the more compassionate choice. Jesus lived in human flesh and proved that a human being can be perfectly obedient and perfectly loving. Jesus underlines in this story of Judgment Day that the essence of a life lived for God is found in our care for other people. The Son of God, Christ the King, who will judge all of humankind, steps down and becomes the hungry, the naked, the poor, the imprisoned, the sick, the homeless, the stranger. The judge of all humankind equates himself with the least of these. Jesus tells us that we best live out that better choice by caring for the least of these. He tries to make our pursuit of the divine simple. Notice that he doesn't mention doctrine or denomination. He doesn't mention belief or worship style. He says clearly that the essence of God, loving God, is loving our fellow human beings, the least of these. Jesus tells us that we do not live out our salvation when our proclaimed love of God is disconnected from our treatment of other people. And so he says, when you do it to them, you have done it to me, the least of these. What picture comes to your mind when you envision the least of these? Is it the homeless, the diseased, the hypocritical, the politically misguided, the poor, the criminal? Whoever it is for each of us, we have to look again and see the other person there, the other story, the person named Jesus and the story of God and God's people, the person who forgives in the name of God and the story which embodies the mercy of God. Hearing clearly what God wants of us, to love others, we can choose to be two very different persons telling two very different stories. We can assert our divine legacy or be dragged down by our human flaws. Every human being has the potential to see and to be the face of God to another person. Every human being also has the potential to be in the place of need, to be the afflicted, so desperately in need of God's grace. We can be the carriers of grace, or we can be the carriers of bitterness. We can be the sheep, or we can be the goats. We love other human beings because we choose to nurture the image of God within us, and we choose to see the face of God in others. To paraphrase what was said in The Storyteller, sometimes all it takes to live out the divine again is someone who can see you that way, no matter how you present on the surface. To see and seek Christ in all persons. To see the face of the homeless, the imprisoned, the hungry, the sick, the naked, the poor, even the lazy and the misguided, whoever you see as the least of these. And then to look behind that appearance to see the other person, the other story, the face of Jesus, alive in the least of these. We are called to see others as divine, no matter how they present on the surface. No human being can do this perfectly, so we will do it well some days, not so well on other days. But in each of us lives two people, two personas, two stories. In one sense, I am part of God, as the image of God is planted deep within me from eternity. I am the least of these, a person who fails to live in gratitude, despite knowing that God has saved me. I am the bearer of the divine, A compassionate and loving person who helps others because I have been helped by the grace of God. I am the least of these, failing to see the image of God in others and failing to live out that image in myself. I bear both the burden of human failings and the potential of divine glory. I'm a sheep, but I'm also a goat. Two persons living in one human body, trying to live out God's image. Like the old man in the storyteller, I can be a kind, compassionate, listening presence. But I know all too well that I am also capable of being someone who neglects and hurts others. With my life and my choices, I can tell one of two stories, a story of grace or a story of indifference. A story of God's inspiring human action to be the best, or a story of human failing which denies our eternal heritage. We are human beings with freedom of choice. We are the storytellers. Which story will we choose to tell? The story of grace or the story of indifference? That story will be lived out and articulated by the way we treat the least of these. Amen.